Yeah, but a lot of them don't mind that. They think it's great anyway.
But then they want to make a living doing what they love doing, right?
Well, maybe they've got a trust fund or something. These actually, a lot of them don't like music, these anti-copyright people.
Don't they? It's funny, the people that I was having the discussion with on this website, I suddenly realised are actually all accountants.
Oh, right, okay.
That was the funny thing. I mean, they did play music.
Yeah.
Yeah, they liked, and they clearly appreciated music, and there were one or two singer-songwriters, but I suddenly realised that they were all, A, something to do with the financial sector, and yeah. B, Republicans. And I was like, at least I understand where you're coming from on this, because
yeah.
It just sounds ridiculous to me, the things you're arguing, but now I understand.
Yeah, I think it's a few people who make a lot of noise, but the inventor, Jaron Lanier, he's also a musician and a composer. He did VR, and he writes very intelligently. He had a point, I interviewed him 4 or 5 years ago, and he said the internet culture doesn't, there's a sort of strand there that doesn't value subjective experience. It thinks everything is a kind of mechanical, you can boil down to game theory or some kind of mechanical thing. And it's almost quite literally, if you explain to somebody the chemical reactions in a fire, they'll go, oh, I see what you mean. But they quite literally can stick their hand in a fire, it starts burning, and they're kind of going, what's happening?
The trouble is, Andrew, every revolution needs its year zero, in which you can stand and say everything that went before was wrong. I mean, that's what we try to do with punk.
Yeah.
The experience shows me, anyway, that there actually were things in value that happened before the first Clash album.
Yeah,
and I respect that now. But I think the year zeroists will recognise, you know, they see this as and they kind of said as much in this discussion of sort of restricting their business.
Yeah.
I don't think they recognise that we're businessmen as well, men and women as well, you know, and we just want to make a living too.
Yeah. That's great. Well, that's a nice place to wrap up, Billy.
Yeah, thanks. Cool. Good to speak to you, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much for your time, and...